283.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, I'm starting to think here, Chris O'Brien, that the book Stalking the Herd is going to be a pretty big book.
I hope you're talking about big in sales. It's definitely going to be big in terms of its size and the scope of it.
Now, the question I wonder about here is how come nobody else has been able to do this before Chris O'Brien tackled it? Is it because we're just so wedded to the belief that cattle mutilations is just another part of the UFO mystery, maybe a more bizarre aspect?
Well, you know, I think the problems are, there's several issues at play here. One is having access to all the data. Obviously, most of these cases, especially the hell years, as I call them, in the 70s, this was prior to the internet. And so in order to have all the cases and, you know, access to the databases, you have to know the players who were involved back then collecting the data, which fortunately I'm one of the few people that pretty much knows everybody who was involved in the field on the civilian investigator side. So I have access to the databases, and I'm the first one to really tackle the huge monumental task of collating all these databases together, combining them with my own work, which I've been researching this subject for over 20 years. So it's really difficult unless you have, access to the data to be able to do anything that's objective, that's comprehensive, that's in-depth. It's just a monumental task, and there's only two, three people that would be able to do it. And I just happen to be one of them. So I really want to throw this thing, you know, like mud, throw it at the wall, see what sticks, and really give people an opportunity to make up their own minds about this thing instead of having to be subjected to a single narrow view on the subject, which has been running roughshod over all the other potential explanations over the years. Aliens gathering genetic material from cows. I'm sorry. There's a lot more data out there to suggest something else is going on.
Well, I have kind of that same problem with abductions. Not that real things aren't happening, but so many abductions, how often do the aliens have to collect our genetic pool evidence before they have it? And can't it be done in a less painful way?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good analogy. There's so much about all these paranormal subjects that just doesn't make sense. And the only way that you can really, I think, get to the bottom of some of these mysteries is to look at all the data. Unfortunately, when it comes to abductions, much of this data, so-called data, is being retrieved through hypnotic regression, which we've discussed many times on the show, is a questionable investigative tool. But when it comes to thousands of pounds of physical evidence lying out in a field, it's a little different. We're not relying solely on anecdotal evidence. We're not relying on people's recollections. We have police reports. We have newspaper stories that talk about real physical evidence. So it's a little easier, I think, for me, in a sense that there was quite a bit of media coverage. And obviously, media coverage is not always accurate. So you really have to go through all the case histories and look for commonalities and descriptions. And in the abduction phenomenon, it's so much more difficult to do that.
And the problem is here is we get to a very polarized area with abductions. It's either or with no room in between to explain the events. You're either with me or you're against me. There's no, we don't know what's going on, let's figure out what's going on, let's come to some conclusions. It's too polarized, but that's the entire UFO field.
Yeah. Well, one thing, people are going to get an education about our relationship with cattle. That's one thing that you don't hear ever mentioned by other researchers in the unexplained livestock death phenomenon, is how this may tie into our sacred relationship and now unceremonious relationship with cattle. And this may be an important key sort of blind spot that certain investigators and researchers out there have just, you know, it's a forest for the trees thing. They're just not factoring in very important, deeply held cultural connections with cattle. So people are definitely going to get an education. Let's put it that way.
Certainly, before I have my next steak dinner, I want to read a few more chapters of the book.
Yeah, well, local mumi, as the Greeks used to say, you know, get on the highest hill, and if you can see, you know, if you can see where their food is coming from, chances are it's it'll be the best thing for you to consume. Grass-fed beef without hormones, without antibiotics, organic beef, well, is a little more expensive, but boy, it's sure a lot safer.
Well, of course, you can't get the best prices over at Walmart or even get organic beef at Walmart.
Oh man, don't say the W word and beef in the same sentence, please. That's very frightening.
Well, I don't buy beef at Walmart. I go to Walmart, I shop at Walmart, but I don't get beef there. What's wrong with the beef at Walmart? Or is that what's wrong with any mass-produced beef?
Yeah. Yeah, it's any large chain. Anytime you see that, you know, that beef on styrofoam wrapped in plastic, chances are it comes from a feedlot. It's pumped full of antibiotics. It's pumped full of growth hormones. These animals live in horrific conditions. It's very sad and highly inhumane, the conditions that we find in the big super industrial feedlots now in this country. These animals are unceremoniously dispatched in some of these feedlots up to 400 an hour. And industrialized beef protein, I mean, a single McDonald's hamburger could have up to 1,000 different animals in it. McDonald's admits that it could have up to 100, but tests have been done and studies have shown that up to 1,000 different animals could be in a single hamburger. I personally feel that that's you're playing Russian roulette.
That's more homogenized than I would like. I also worry about chicken. Yeah. It's probably the same deal, you know, because you have these big agribusiness companies producing all this stuff.
Right, and pork as well. Look, the Chinese just bought the largest pork-producing operation in the United States. Smithfield Farms is now owned by the majority ownership by the Chinese.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to starve to death or become a vegetarian. No, wait. That's produced by a multi-million-dollar corporation, too. And I'm sure they're doing all sorts of funky things with pesticides and pouring things on there, too.
Well, you know, Monsanto is holding the entire agricultural business hostage with their genetic modified organisms, GMOs.
I'll tell you what. No food ever. I give it up. You know what? Let's do a little time shifting right now, okay?
Well, we can be like John Alexander's wife, Victoria. She survives on 600 calories of egg whites a day, from what I understand.
Ew, I don't like eggs. I'll never survive under that. Hey, let's do a little time shifting, okay?
Okay.
Imagine for a moment we have an alternate timeline, and we talk about alternate dimensions and everything. And of course, alternate timelines is at the heart of the reboot for the Star Trek series. The Star Trek movies are all about an alternate timeline. What if Kennedy survived Dallas? What if in November 1963, maybe he was wounded, but he survived. He lived on. What would happen? A lot of interesting speculation. Of course, we're always obsessed with the Kennedy assassination, no matter what. What we're talking about here, though, is a new book by Bryce Zabel called Surrounded by Enemies, What If Kennedy Survived Dallas? Of course, we know Bryce Zabel from the book he wrote with Richard Dolan called After Disclosure. Richard Dolan will be back on the Paracast probably in 3 weeks, but next week we'll have Colin Andrews, the Crop Circle researcher, and Brad Steiger the following week. How about that? Bryce Zabel also did the Dark Skies TV series. Not the movie, but the TV series. So he's coming up next. Our friend Bryce Zabel, author of Surrounded by Enemies. All this, much more coming. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The aliens are after us, by the way. We recorded a segment of this episode and never got set down. Don't ask me to explain that because we know that E.T. is causing it, and I hear him right now in the background, so we'll get into that. On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we welcome back Bryce Zabel to the show. He, of course, was co-producer of the Dark Skies TV series from the 1990s, Emmy Award-winning series that, despite winning an Emmy, it didn't win a renewal, which is so sad. But you can still get the DVD version of Dark Skies, and I recommend it. And we'll get into more of Dark Skies in a moment. He's also co-author with Rich Dolan of AD After Disclosure, and also has a new book out that's going to be the main focus, and that is Surrounded by Enemies, What If Kennedy Survived Dallas? And I think the first question to ask Bryce Zabel is, what if Bryce Zabel survived a second production called Dark Skies that he had nothing to do with? What happened?
Well, Gene, the fact that I'm on your broadcast means that I have survived, but it wasn't pleasant. As you point out, Dark Skies was an NBC series from the 90s. Its concept was that John Kennedy was assassinated because he was going to tell the truth about UFOs in his second term. And the series, after the pilot, did not focus on John Kennedy. It focused on the 1960s. But it wove in ufological facts and events, etc., abductions, you name it, and was a UFO television series on a major network where we produced 22 hours of it. So a pretty substantial investment of time and money on the part of NBC and Sony to make that. Then about a year ago, I started getting emails from all over the world from people congratulating me on selling my TV series as a feature film starring Kerry Russell, with the assumption being that I must be rolling in cash by this point because of this fantastic sale. Well, the truth of the matter is, they did make a movie called Dark Skies. It is about alien abductions, and it's not mine. I didn't make a dime from it. No one consulted me about it. No one tried to license it from me or Sony. Dimension Films just made this film with that title on that subject on their own, and that's the way it is. It's a little troubling, but that's Hollywood for you.
No way to have trademarked or copyrighted that title.
Well,
or
well,
too generic.
No, not really. It's kind of that would require a couple of lawyers in here to parse. But the truth of the matter is, when I heard about it, I did go to the people who hold the license to Dark Skies. In other words, Brent Friedman and I co-created the series in the 90s. But in order to get it produced, we sold the rights to it to what was then Columbia Television and is now Sony. And so I contacted Sony when I heard about what I considered to be this infraction on the part of Dimension Films, and said, hey, we sort of have a mutual interest in protecting the Dark Skies name. You guys can't be happy about what Dimension Films is doing. And although they weren't happy about it, what came back to me from Sony was, well, we do a lot of business with Harvey Weinstein, and we really don't feel like pissing him off right now. So they let it stand. And there was just nothing I could do about it because I don't own it. Now, to the second part of your question there about titles and all that. That is a difficult area. You know, one level you'll find people to say, well, you can't copyright a title. Well, if that's the case, then you and I should go make a movie called Avatar 2, and people would assume that it was the sequel.
Well, you can't trademark. You can't trademark.
You can do things with names. There are ways to go. But it sort of depends on what form it was first expressed, how long has passed, a number of different things. I mean, let's face it, The Butler had a big dust up over that, actually with Weinstein, I think, as well, in this last year. So you sort of need both parties to see the problem and come together on it. And unfortunately, I was merely the writer and the producer and the creator, which probably wasn't sufficient to force anyone to do the right thing. And Sony, as I said, chose to let it slide in the interest of keeping good relations with Weinstein and Dimension. The movie was made. I don't think it's been a huge success, but it bothers me because it has muddied the waters. Dark Skies is a DVD series now that just came out recently where all the episodes are gathered together and people are seeing it for the first time. You can get it right now on Amazon. And it's fantastic the way it came together, because when it was on television, most people didn't have a DVR at that time, and so they would miss an episode and it was gone forever. Well, now it's back. And so I'm a little troubled that the Dark Skies brand name that I worked so hard to create has been muddied, but that's Hollywood, baby.
Okay, well, we also have figures, by the way, from Box Office Mojo. Dark Skies, supposedly really filmed on the cheap. They claimed that the production budget was $3.5 million. So I don't know, where do they give minimum wage to Carrie Russell? By the way, I like Carrie Russell. She's a great actress.
I love her in The Americans.
She does great in The Americans, the FX TV series where she plays this Soviet-born spy. She's just really good. But anyway, the movie grossed worldwide $26 million. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, you know. But
well,
with a production
I wish I had
budget
my
like that, they probably made a profit.
Yes, they did. They did. You toss the numbers around. They spent $3.5 million and made, you know, in the 20s. There's probably some profit in there. Also, just so your listeners can appreciate this, we spent, I think we had a budget of $2 million approximately per episode, and I think we spent like $44 million on our episode. So you get more bang for the buck going with the TV series right now. So I encourage people to strike a blow for creative freedom by renting or buying the Dark Skies TV series, and as well as the feature if you want to see the feature.
I also have another dark controversy with Art Bell deciding to name his comeback show Dark Matter, which is a direct takeoff on Don Ecker's long-time running radio show, Dark Matters. So we have this kind of dark name game scenario going on here.
I don't know the details of it, but I can't imagine. I can imagine that Art and Coast to Coast aren't on the best terms either.
I gather they're not, because I read some comments from Bell where he was disparaging the interviewing abilities of George Norrie, called him a lazy interviewer. Now, we've said the same thing, but, you know, what's the point? George Norrie has his show. He seems like a decent guy. I don't listen to the show. He's entitled to make a living, but there you go. But you I don't like the idea of what Art Bell did, because he knows who Don Ecker is. He knows Don Ecker. Don Ecker was on Coast to Coast when Art Bell was the host. So
you
how could he be
carefully
ignorant of the fact that Don Ecker has for years hosted a radio show, it's now online, called Dark Matters?
It's all troubling. I tend to think when you see a case like that, that you're seeing the tip of the iceberg and there must be more iceberg underneath the water that we're not seeing. I'll say that both Coast to Coast and Art Bell have been good to me over the years. And Art Bell, by the way, appears in Dark Skies playing William S. Paley, the head of CBS, as a member of the Majestic 12 organization. So that's probably the most insidious thing I've ever done on television. And Art was the point man there.
You know what? I'll let you live that down. I will not
let
that against you.
I got to tell you, Art Bell made a wonderful William S. Paley in the Dark Skies episode, and that was great.
Okay, the book that we're discussing in our next segment, Surrounded by Enemies, the author is Bryce Sable. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gina and Chris in the Paracast, Bryce Zabel joins us. The book takes an alternate timeline. It's surrounded by enemies. What if Kennedy survived Dallas? So we approach the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. So this endless fascination with Kennedy, the mystique, all the things about it, but also the assassination, because in the minds of a lot of people, it was never fully resolved. We had the Warren Commission saying it was Lee Harvey Oswald. We had a congressional committee in, I guess, the late 70s saying it was a conspiracy, but there was no follow-up. You know, typical of Congress, they drop the ball, but they always drop the ball. So there you go. So is that part of it right there that inspired you to write this, the fact that we just can't stop thinking about what happened?
I think that's true. We can't stop thinking about what happened. Those of a certain age who lived through it probably remember being children and when Kennedy was assassinated, remember that this was the first time for many of them they saw an adult cry. It was a very powerful time for all of us. I think the 50th anniversary also just happens to ring a bell for a lot of people. It's a passage of time that you can't help but be affected by. I personally, as a dramatist, have always felt that the passage of time allows us to take a look at historical characters in a different way and to have some dramatic fun with that. For example, I don't think anybody complains that they made Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter other than for creative reasons.
Some of us will say not for creative reasons.
Okay, well, but I mean, Abraham Lincoln has receded far enough in history that he can become a character in almost anything. And I think the same is happening to John Kennedy. Certainly, I felt that when I did Dark Skies, that John Kennedy was a historical character who could be blended into dramatic content. And this book, Surrounded by Enemies, What If Kennedy Survived Dallas, just to point out, is a novel. It is not a nonfiction book, although there is a great deal of research that I have done over the years put into it. And I think that what I've tried to do is give form to that feeling that people have had over the years. They always wonder, well, what if he hadn't been cut down in the prime of his life and career? I mean, after all, this was a handsome, telegenic, powerful, charismatic person, and he wasn't even into his second term, and then he was taken away. And people wonder, well, what would have happened? And I've noticed over the years that the what if factor breaks down into a couple of things, and neither one was what interested me. The first one is the rose-colored glasses look, which is, if Kennedy hadn't died, oh my God, everything would have been better. We wouldn't have had any counterculture demonstrations, and Vietnam wouldn't have happened, and the Civil Rights Bill would have been passed immediately, and it would have been the Age of Aquarius, basically. And then the other breaks down into the time travel, people going back in time to save JFK. The most recent practitioner of that is Stephen King with his 900-plus page book, of which about three pages are what would happen if JFK had survived. I decided to make a whole meal of it and to do it with a straight face. So what I've written in Surrounded by Enemies is a book that in essence is a 50th anniversary journalistic telling of how the world changed from the day that Kennedy didn't die and what really would have happened. And I think that, well, I'll just put it this way. John Kennedy in his life was probably one headline away from disaster for much of his presidency. And I kind of run with that.
Well, I think as far as the civil rights law is concerned, Kennedy didn't have the arm-twisting abilities that LBJ did. LBJ knew where all the bodies were buried, so when he told his fellow legislators or his former colleagues to do this, that, or the other thing, he had the complete list of the problems that would expose them.
That's true, but on the other hand, I'm not sure that that was why LBJ was able to be so successful with the civil rights legislation as much as in our timeline, John Kennedy was a martyr, and there was a great national will to do something, you know, to honor him, to complete his legislative package, to everything from pass the tax cut to the civil rights legislation. So even though Lyndon Johnson was one of the greatest arm twisters of all time in the congressional matter of thinking, he also had a powerful wind at his back, which was the martyred president, which, by the way, is the essence of Surrounded by Enemies, which is if Kennedy didn't die, he wouldn't have been a martyr. He would have been a mere mortal. And the history that would have been written in the aftermath of a failed assassination attempt in Dallas would not have been about a martyr, but would have been about a real flesh and blood human being who was trying to get a second term.
The other thing to consider here, too, is we know now but we didn't know then is John Kennedy may have looked the picture of health, but he was decidedly otherwise.
Absolutely. I think that what has come out in a drip, drip, drip over the last 50 years has been a sense that John Kennedy had a secret private life and a secret professional life, both. And we've gotten used to these revelations a little bit at a time. And in my book, for example, Surrounded by Enemies, I don't do it a little bit at a time. I would say that in the aftermath, the backwash of a failed assassination attempt, it's very likely that what dripped out over 50 years in our timeline might have come crashing out in a year in his timeline with different effects. But to the point of the medical, yes, absolutely. John Kennedy literally had the world convinced that he was an extremely healthy person. He was always suntanned. He talked about national vigor, and his own personal vigor was seen in that touch football playing and even the president's physical fitness situation. All that stuff was designed to make him look like a healthy, vital individual. And certainly in mind and spirit he was, but he had terrible medical problems, had from his birth, and literally had been given last rites by the Catholic Church, I believe, four times before he even became president. So he had some things that he was not disclosing to the American public about his medical condition. These days, that would be impossible, but he got away with a lot back then.
Specifically, what things could have crippled possibly even his ability to run for a second term?
Well, he had Addison's disease, which certainly made a big difference in how he in the medical conditions that he had to live with and what medicine he took as a response to that. But he was also getting injections from Dr. Max Jacobson, who many people know as Dr. Feelgood, the same guy that gave those injections to Elvis Presley, was also giving them to John Kennedy and his wife. He just had so many different things. I mean, he suffered from stomach, colon, and prostate problems. He had high fevers. He had occasional dehydration. He had abscesses, sleeplessness, high cholesterol. I mean, he had these adrenal ailments that came from Addison's disease.
Yeah, a terribly trashed back as well.
Hell, his back had been, but his back was probably trashed. We were led to believe that that was more like a war injury, but in reality, it was probably the result of the Addison's disease and how that had affected his back and how operations had to be done and with whatever success. I mean, on the day that John Kennedy actually died, he was wearing a very restrictive shoulder to groin brace that sort of held him upright. So even when he was shot the first time, he was available to be shot the second time because he didn't slump. He was pretty much held rigid and erect by the back brace. But again, the question really is, are you supposed to disclose these things when you're president? The answer is yes. And why? Because it might affect your ability to conduct your policies in office. And certainly you'd want to know if the president of the United States was on any given medication during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I would think thinking that he might be on something with amphetamines would be something that the public probably has a right to know.
The question is here, just how clear was he? And the second question I raise here, with all that jury rigging to prop this guy up medically, physically, would he have even run for a second term or maybe let Bobby do it?
No,
what
I think
going on behind the scenes? And that's another issue we have to talk about in our next segment.
I look forward to it.
It's fascinating where we can go with this and what would happen. Then we can talk, of course, about his legislative achievements and how that might have worked out if we didn't have the martyr issue. The book is called Surrounded by Enemies. What if Kennedy survived Dallas? With Bryce Sable joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
There's no truth to the rumor that Bryce Abel only comes on the show to say
the Paracast. I you know what? I don't do it that good, but I do like to do it, and that's why I'm here. But you guys are great guys, though. Don't get me wrong, but saying the Paracast is very fun.
Basically, the two best people who do it, other than Chris, of course. Two best people are you and Nick Redfern.
I don't even pretend to be in that crowd, but I'm thankful to be included in any crowd with those names.
Okay. The question being here that I posed in our previous segment, we have President Kennedy being propped up medically and physically because of Addison's disease and all the other stuff that's going on. Would he have even been healthy enough to get a second term or even seek a second term?
I think the answer is a clear yes. And for that, we don't have to go to my alternative history timeline, but to the real timeline. John Kennedy was clearly able to conduct himself properly in the office, and he had every intention of running for election. He had had many meetings about who he thought he was going to run against. In this case, he thought it would be Barry Goldwater. He was laying out his reelection plans. He totally intended to run. There was a question of whether he would have kept Lyndon Johnson on the ticket or not. I think it's possible that had Kennedy been reelected and served out his term, his second term, he would have found himself increasingly unable to distance the public's knowledge of some of his medical issues over time. And that's certainly a possibility. But no, he was going for it. He probably was in a great position to be elected again, although I will say they were terribly worried in the White House about his reelection campaign possibilities, because they realized that historically they were about to lose the entire South. And they were concerned that that would tip the balance of the Electoral College to the Republican nominee. So he didn't think he had a cakewalk. He probably, you know, could have won easily, but probably not as easily as Lyndon Johnson did in our timeline, because let's face it, again, Lyndon Johnson was receiving the benefit of the martyred president whose position he had just taken.
Okay, surrounded by enemies, who do you list as his enemies? Whom do you blame for the attempted assassination?
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, I would love for your listeners to find out the whole story by reading the book themselves. But I will tell you this. My premise is that on November 23rd, 1963, if JFK had survived an attempt on his life, and let's face it, he would have woken up the day after and realized someone had tried to execute him on a public street in broad daylight. That's a pretty sobering thing for any individual to reach as a conclusion. And he and his brother, Bobby Kennedy, would have probably huddled immediately to discuss who might have been behind it. And my contention is Jack and Bobby Kennedy would probably have become the nation's first conspiracy theorists, because they, more than anybody, would have known how many people wished John Kennedy ill, how many people would like to have seen him dead or at least out of office. And so to answer your question, in Surrounded by Enemies, the Kennedys and their team get together to try to decide who might be behind it. And I'll just run some of the bases. I mean, clearly, they would have been a little worried about the CIA because after the Bay of Pigs, Kennedy had said he wanted to smash the organization and scatter it to the wind. He had terrible relations with the CIA. He didn't have good relations with the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover. He probably would have been somewhat suspicious of the Secret Service, who clearly booted their assignment in Dallas. There were the usual international suspects of the Soviet Union, but also Castro, who the Kennedy administration had been trying to kill. And there were also the pro and anti Castro Cubans. Everybody had a problem with JFK and the Cuban community, it seemed like, at that time. And the U.S. military wasn't happy with JFK. They thought that JFK actually encouraged the making of 7 Days in May, the movie about a coup in the United States by the military, because he was worried it could happen to him. So I think on November 23rd, the Kennedy administration would have had one hell of a meeting where they tried to figure out who might have been behind it. So I guess that's how I would answer that.
Now, with a publicized attempt at assassination, wouldn't that also have helped the situation going forward in terms of legislation?
I have a slightly different view of that. I think that what would have happened is that investigations would still have been launched. I mean, this is a rock in the pool. I mean, think about it. Let's just think about it. The American people wake up with John Kennedy on November 23rd, and they're saying someone tried to execute the president in broad daylight on a public street. That has a way of focusing your attention on things, and you want answers. Well, how do you get answers? You got to have investigations. So the same thing that happened in our timeline would have happened, only John Kennedy would have been sitting in office, and they would have been discussing who should be investigating this. And a lot of people would have wanted to investigate it. The Dallas people would have said, hey, this is a local homicide. You know, if other people were dead, they'd say it was an attempted murder of the president, but we treat it as an attempted homicide. So there's Dallas. There's also the FBI investigations. And, of course, Hoover was no friend of the Kennedys. Congress would have been all over this trying to investigate it. And it may very well be that the White House would have thought maybe we should investigate it so that we can sort of put a stop to some of these other investigations. So the thing about investigations is they're a little dangerous because you turn over one rock and you find something that you didn't expect. And sometimes in an investigation, you find things that have nothing to do with the original investigation, and you have to follow those. And they lead to their own conflicts. So your question is a good one in that you do kind of think, well, hey, people would have just felt bad for him. But I think it would have gone in a slightly different direction. I think there would be massive goodwill. But remember, we'd be going into Thanksgiving and Christmas of 63, and that would be not the time to be passing legislation anyway. But there'd be a big hullabaloo about finding out who was behind it. You'd still have Lee Harvey Oswald running around there, but you'd have also people asking who else might have been involved, because it was a very live question in our own timeline as to whether he acted alone or not, and it certainly would have been in my alternate timeline.
So therefore, we kind of forget about this. We have the holiday cheer the following year. Kennedy is obviously going to want to move on his legislative agenda. So how does it fare? As you say, we had the martyr factor. We had LBJ being a wizard at whipping legislators together. Would the Kennedys have relied on LBJ for that?
Well, I let me back up a little bit. I think that it's quite possible that, yes, he would have had a legislative agenda. But remember, 1964 was an election year, and election years do not tend to be the years that sitting presidents get to enact legislative agendas. They're looking for a victory so that they can come back with a mandate and talk about it. So I think 64 might have been a period of the shadow zone, the twilight zone, where between the assassination attempt and any attempt at getting back to normalcy, it would have been a discussion of the election. And clearly, in Surrounded by Enemies, for example, even the idea of the assassination attempt in Dallas becomes a bit of an issue between Kennedy and Goldwater. And there's a lot of things I've tried to put into the book that if you think about them, as you read them, you say, yeah, that might really have happened that way. And I think that is what I'm going for. If I could just for 1 minute also just say, this is not something I woke up on, January 1st of 2013 and said, man, there's a 50th anniversary come up. I better take advantage of this. I've been working on this thing for 10 years, and I've been putting all my energy into trying to figure out how to tell this story successfully. So it's been quite a journey for myself.
This is going to be very complicated trying to put this together. So basically upset nobody for 1964, get reelected, and use 1965 to push through or begin to push through his legislation. But at the end of the day, and we have a minute before we break to our next segment, at the end of the day, would we have seen a Civil Rights Act, Medicare, all the great achievements, had Kennedy survived? And maybe you can start painting the picture of what you expect right now, and we'll pick it up in another...
Well, and the other thing I want to caution us against, I mean, part of the fun of reading Surrounded by Enemies is just seeing, you know, how these things would have potentially laid out. But what I'd rather put out as the answer to the legislative agenda issue is this. If people tried to execute a guy in broad daylight on a public street and then failed, then what would happen? The people who were being shot at, in this case John Kennedy, would say, I got to do a better job of protecting myself. I need to increase security. So now you got security around the president of the United States that you didn't have before Dallas, which makes him physically safer. I mean, obviously, everybody in the administration would have been paranoid about protecting his personal safety. If there were conspirators, and I believe there were, these people would have said, they wouldn't have just given up. Okay, we shot at the guy and we missed, but they'd have had to cover their tracks. They'd have had to say, what are we going to do next?
We're going to do next. We're going to have this announcement.
All right.
And then we'll find out what those conspirators might have done. Bryce Sable joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.